Declan, they're coming quick and fast. Grady United tomorrow night. Your thoughts on the game ahead?
Delighted they're coming thick and fast, to be honest. It's another occasion for us to take get a game at the Brandywell, where we train every day. You hear the noise, the positivity from the lads behind us here. Players were on yesterday, reflected and analysed the game against Rovers. A lot of positives in the game against Rovers. But luckily, utmost, let's call a spade here. We got to get a one. We need a one, and we need a one quickly. Performance levels have shown glimpses that we have capabilities within the team. I was delighted we... Some of the individual performances against Shamrock Rovers, I thought collectively we can still strive to get better. Shamrock Rovers haven't lost a game since September 2019. We came here and we were really positive and trying to have a go at them. Two sucker punches before halftime has really hurt us, but that's now in the past. We learn from that, we move on, we've done our homework and draw it up. I seen them play 2 weeks ago down against St Pat's, and they're good players, experienced players, and they'll come here fancying their chances, as we will.
Of course, you played them in the cup last year, Declan. They took you all away. They have strength, they have reinforced. It won't be an easy game, Declan.
No, listen, there's no easy games here. There's no easy games. We got to come with our mindset. I think Drogheda completely changed in terms of personnel as we are. It's two different teams. So we got to, as I say, look, continue to do what we believe in here. Everybody's pulling in the one direction. The support I'm getting at the football club's been magnificent. Everybody knows what we're trying to do. We work so hard here. But look, ultimately, we got to get a few points on board. As I said to you already, you know, you reflect on last year's. Sligo Rovers last year in an 18-game season lost their first four games and qualified for Europe. No reason why we can't get up and running and get up and running very quickly.
Of course, you have Brendan Barr on tomorrow night. You have Owen Voice on. He didn't look out of place. Will they start tomorrow night?
Well, I'm not going to tell you a team, but they've given themselves every chance. You know, two fantastic young lads that have been working really hard at the game over the last year. This is not just something that happens. You can't just throw lads in and say, right, off you go, it's up to you. These lads have been part of the process at the club that we've been trying to do. Our academy staff have worked wonders with them. They've been in here for a year or two, and you know, they keep evolving. But look, we said last year there wasn't enough local-based players on the recent game against Shamrock Rovers. 11 local-based players played in the game, you know, from our goalkeeper right through to our centre-forward. We had 11, including the subs that came on. So we know what we're trying to do here, but it would certainly help if we picked up a couple of ones here and there.
Of course, so you've come free. That's what your chairman wanted you to do. That's what the board wanted you to do. They wanted you to bring you through.
Listen, it's what we all want to do. It's all what we want to do. We want to build this club that it's going to be challenging again. And, you know, you only have to look throughout Europe at the moment. You look at Phil Foden, you look at Mbappe, you look at all top players in the world. They're all young lads, they're all getting an opportunity. We've got to do the same with our local based players. There's been a drought in terms of players coming through this football club in the last couple of years, with the exception of probably Aramack and Off Curtis and Rory Holden. There hasn't really been that influx of young players that have really pushed through. So we have to be the generation that's going to give a platform for our players to play. But the players that's playing also understand that it's about winning football games at this level. So it has to be a happy medium. I will not put a player in unless I believe they're ready, but we also have to understand that collectively as a group we got to pick points up and we got to try and do that starting on Friday.
Of course, the player that you brought in on loan at the start of the season hasn't featured, had to go back to his own club in Joe Hodge. What is the latest?
It's been really tough on both of us. You know, you bring Joe Hodge here, you're not bringing Joe Hodge here to sit in the stand, and obviously we want that they play the kid and we want that they utilise his ability, but first and foremost his health, his wealth, and we got to understand he's only starting out in his career and he's had a nasty injury. He's continuing his treatment at Manchester City. He'll continually get scanned on a regular basis, but at the minute, you know, I don't see Joe back here for the coming weeks, and we have to plan without him. But our thoughts are with Joe, because, you know, he's a brilliant, amazing young lad with a fantastic future. We're devastated we don't have him here, but first and foremost it's about the individual, and hopefully he gets some good news sooner than later.
And finally, Declan, what is the team news ahead of tomorrow night's game?
Team news is we'll work off something similar to the Rovers game. With three games now in 8 days, that again in itself presents opportunities for players. We must continue. When players come in, they must grasp that opportunity, stay in the team. But, you know, I've a good mix here. You hear the energy behind me. That's what I'm happy with today. Everybody's chomping at the bit to get a game, and there's no crisis here at the moment. The players understand that in the last couple of games we've caused our own downfall to a certain extent. You can't really do anything about about the ability of Graham Burke, but we had so many good opportunities as well to ask questions to Rovers and finished the game really strongly, so we take confidence from that and go and have a go now on Friday.
Thank you, Dagger.